Hi, Ian. My brother.
A ghost?
You can't
I'm
take the joke.
A ghost?
You can't take the joke I just told you.
Well, I just did, so you can't. There's no
I'm
rules.
Sending a ghost.
I'm sending a ghost.
I always send a ghost on you.
My forever mushroom. My forever mushroom.
Oh, my Please. God.
Let me see those chubby cheeks again.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
You like what you see?
Dude, like what you see?
You like me clean shaven?
Actually?
I don't like it. I think my face looks way too narrow and my chin looks really small.
You do have a small chin, yeah.
I have a really, really tiny chin.
It's so tiny.
It's like, weird. I don't have a chin. I was like, I shaved. I was like, where's the rest of it? I was like, where did all my skin go?
Where'd it go?
I was like, okay, my cheeks are there, but like, I'm like, where's my chin?
You don't have a chin.
I don't. Literally look at my profile. It's like no chin and then lips and then just big nose.
Yeah, but you have, dude, we both have big nose. Look, do you see
It's the Poppy Walsh nose. That's
it's
what I call
so
it.
So big, yeah. No, no, no. So
it passes
you
down
have
through
this.
Lineage.
You have this, though.
What do you mean?
You have that like lip
the
that's defined. I don't even know what it is.
There's a word for this too.
This is cleft chin.
Cleft chin. But what
yeah,
do they call
I
it?
Have that. I don't know. I don't have
I
this.
Don't have,
though.
I don't have a cleft chin.
Well,
what do they call this thing? You mean this indent in the lip?
Yeah. I don't have that.
Oh, you don't
it's
have
it's super subtle. Like it's not a defined
like very pronounced, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, dude, I have no I shaved because I haven't shaved clean in since last year.
Yeah.
Like for during quarantine time. And I was like, whoa, I have no chin. I mean, it's growing back quick, but like you don't realize how much like a beard gives you like a face. Like it adds a lot like of mass. You know what I mean? Like it adds structure to your face.
That's why I liked it when it was like super short because you could see your face still. You know, it didn't hide it. Because
when I have
so
a short
long,
beard,
you
mean? Yeah, like a short trim beard. Yeah, I'll probably go back to that because like the long beard gets out of hand too.
Remember,
quickly.
I texted you the other day. You didn't respond to me. I was like, it's the time when you were when you did prom, right?
I responded and said, I'm going to do it. That's Dude. Usually what I've been doing, but I grew it out because I was being lazy. That's why I was so long because I didn't shave my neck.
Easily, I think the best look.
You like it trimmed.
You've ever had, yeah, at all. The hair, the way you do the hair, and then super clean, just like, and then you can see the definition of your face and your chin or your jaw then.
Yeah. I'll do it. I usually do that in the summer because it's just like a lot to have a big beard in the summer.
You're also blessed with nice eyebrows. My eyebrows, I have to struggle to get them to look good. They're extremely straight and angled. Like you don't have any issues. Do you?
I shave
them up.
I trim the uni.
Yeah.
And
the weenie.
No, the unibrow. Like don't you trim that? And then obviously, like, I don't really touch these. Actually, to be honest with you, I only touch them when I'm getting a haircut. When I'm at the barber, I have them trim it. Or if Aaron's doing my hair, I have her trim them. Like you put a comb through it and then like because they get really like bushy
yeah
like thick like but they don't get out of hand like this one like turns in a little bit but like they're not bad
you got lucky but,
I mean I just like you have more facial structure though like I just feel like my it is weird I think it's just because I'm not used to like a clean shave look I look a lot more mature with a beard like I look so young when I'm shaved.
I mean,
so like, I'm not used
I don't
to this
think,
look.
I think
like, I look really young. Like, I don't know. I'm not into this look that much. I don't like this look. Like, I mean, this is just a razor, like straight down,
like a razor.
Like, could you imagine a straight razor on this?
No
facial hair at all. Like, it would look really weird. Like this, just everywhere.
Are you going to do a 5 o'clock shadow for a while? Or are you going to do like,
I'm not touching it.
Nothing.
This is just what you've seen grow back in 3 days.
You gotta go full mustache. We're gonna do mustache.
No,
boys.
I did mustache before. I don't know if I'll do it again.
You never kept it though.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron doesn't love it, but I usually keep it for like a couple weeks. I actually kept it when did I keep it? I don't know, maybe like a couple months ago I did it for like a good stint, like a month long I kept it. And
when
then
I had my mustache.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing it then. I had it. I did the trimmed beard with just the long mustache. That's what I was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah,
doing that right. for a while. I just did it actually back in March. I was doing that. I shaved it off, but yeah, sometimes I change it up. I don't know. I don't really do the goatee. Even though I send you the pictures, I just always do that. Like I have a dude.
It's so scary.
I don't keep that. I did that yeah. one time and I wore it to work for a day and I was like, nope. And then I trimmed it off. So awkward. I wish I could say
stuff about that, but I can't.
The goatee?
No, about going to work like that. I'll tell you later.
Okay. I know you're going to say.
Oh, God. Oh, so what have you been up to, bro?
Busy with work, but got video games on the mind as always. Nothing else, you know.
PP in the brain, yeah, exactly.
No, PP on the brain. Legos and video games. Working on my Mandalorian set. I'm halfway through. There's 6 bags total, and I'm doing it in 6 parts. Like I'm sending you a time lapse of every part I do. So every bag is a section of the set. So I'm halfway through. I've done 3.
Are you going to put all the videos together at the end and it'd be like a big time lapse?
Probably, I guess.
Showing progress.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. Yeah. It's only like 30 to 40 seconds per clip. So it takes me like, depending on the size of the bag, it takes me between 40 to an hour to do a bag. But I'm also slow because I open the bag, lay all the pieces out.
Organize, yeah.
Like, what do they call that? Knolling? Right, yeah. They call it knolling. So I lay all the pieces out, and then I open the manual, and then build. So like I take my time to do it.
Well, you want to enjoy it, yeah.
I like to you know drag it out because it's a lot of money and it's a beautiful set. Like I don't want it to just I could build it in one night and just done, you know. So I've already spent 3 days doing it. So I'll probably build more after this podcast. Actually,
did you already order that the light set?
I didn't order the light set. I probably will get it though. I didn't order it yet. But speaking of like Lego sets in general, did you see that R2-D2 I sent you?
Oh yeah, I never caught. I
think it's cool, but then I watched a bunch of reviews on it. It's like super. Like I'm really into like my Lego sets being really clean for display and two like structurally stable. And that thing, it looks good, but it's not structurally stable. It's like really rickety. It turns really? A lot. Yeah, it's all Technic based, but like the leg comes out, so like it's like it shakes. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I don't care about that. But like this ship is all Technic and on the inside and the wings, all Technic. So like it's rock solid. Like it doesn't sway at all. Like it's insane. But
that R2-D2, I was gonna say that I probably wouldn't get that ever. Like because it's
which one the R2?
Such a weird scale. It's like a not. Well, it's you know what I mean.
It's $200, which isn't too bad. But you know I see what you mean with the scaling, but you know what would be cool if they did? Charge a little more for it, throw a motor in it.
Yeah. You
control it with your phone or a remote. Yeah, and like make it motorized. That'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can just turn it off, display it, pull it all, and then it like moves around. That's cool.
That would probably buy.
Yeah. But anyway, did you see, I don't know if you follow Disney Plus releases last fall, like winterish, like right before Christmas, they announced like new stuff coming out and they just put out Bad Batch.
No, I didn't know that.
That's like the spin-off, not spin-off, but like continuation series of Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with what it is. It just aired 2 days ago on May the
4th. Whoa, what? Really?
It aired on Tuesday. Tuesday. So Lego just announced, I think today or yesterday.
They're going to release sets?
Yep, they're releasing one set so far already for that show. It's coming out August 1st called the Bad Batch Shuttle. Please, after this podcast, go on Lego site and look at this set. Look at the people that come with it. Are you gonna look at it right now?
I'm gonna look at it right now. Yeah.
Look at the custom molded helmets that come with these guys. Now, I haven't seen the show. I heard the show is really good. Like it's animation, obviously, but it follows like the Clone Wars. You know,
in the comics. The comics were like that. Like at the end, when Order 66 went through, they're like, oh, you know, all the clones have to convert over. This is like the series where. To my understanding, that
comic series followed that, but maybe I didn't.
Yeah,
Yeah, I guess you're right.
At least I think so. But that's the reason why, that's like what happened essentially, where it originates is those guys that didn't convert, and then they go and they F up like everybody. They pretty much are like, we're taking up our own
right
like orders and stuff like that.
That's yeah, that's a good point.
But I want to watch, I have to still watch the whole clone.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of that. Series. So like, I don't know if I need to understand any of that stuff to understand this show.
Probably not.
You can just jump into it fresh. I think you can just jump into it, but
holy shit.
Please tell me you can see this, the people that come with the set. Like,
I'm looking at it right now.
Everybody that's in the set is in the show. Like that's the batch of the guys.
Wow. So this is exactly what I was thinking, because I've seen these guys before, like on, oh my gosh, the helmets are crazy.
And it's so freaking cool.
What?
Crazy so
guns.
I really hope that you buy this.
Dude, I definitely gotta get this.
If you don't, I will.
Dude, the one has a freaking knife.
It comes with two speeders. Yeah, the one guy has a knife.
I wonder how big this ship is.
It's pretty big.
Can you put people inside
of it? I mean, it's only $100.
You can.
A little bit less pieces than mine. Yeah, it holds all four of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it holds all four inside. It's actually got a pretty big interior. It's got the sand blue color.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool looking ship, too. I like how the wings fold up. Like, that'd be a cool display piece.
It's like a similar style to my Republic.
But shuttle. I was watching a review about it today on YouTube, and like they were talking about each guy that comes with them, like what you get, because like you get all their hair pieces too, because like they all have faces underneath the helmets, obviously in the show.
Yeah.
But also, there's like how Lego like chooses to create each helmet. So like the one guy has a custom created helmet with a visor, like that's a new helmet, entirely new. But then the other guy has a helmet that's literally just a replica of the Iron Man helmet with a screen print on it. The one with the skull. You see that?
Yeah, it's an Iron Man
Lego helmet.
What?
That's what that is. And then they made it gray and then put a screen print.
I see.
But then the one with the visor is like brand new.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like they cut corners in one way, but then like they're innovating in another. It's like interesting way to do it, I guess.
This is crazy.
Isn't it super cool?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into that. I'm going to have to watch that review.
Yeah, well, we should watch the show and like see if it's any good, but it's coming out August 1st. You can already pre-order it, so.
Yeah, I didn't realize it says you can pre-order right now.
Bad Batch Lego set. So I might snag that. That's like my next set. And then also, I don't know when or if this is still a rumor, but the Ultimate Collector Series UCS set, the rumor for the end of this year is AT-AT, $800.
Really?
AT-AT. Yep. Like a massive, super cool. It's not even like there's no pictures or anything online, but that's the rumor of what's going to come out. So
I actually heard or maybe read it was going to be not that. It was going to be the Republic gunship.
That also, I think, is an option. I don't know if both. Or one or the other, or what?
I saw like one picture of it, and then I didn't.
I guess the thing is that it would be both of them, because they say that they've been kind of on a roll to do three a year lately, so they're counting R2-D2 as UCS, I think, like the one that just came out. That was May 4th, and then we would have one Republic gunship, like you said, and then we'd have the AT-AT
at the end of the year, maybe. Yeah. And
last year they did the A-Wing for May the 4th.
Yep, I remember.
Then they did the Mos Eisley. That was considered Ultimate Collector Set.
Dude, I want to buy that so bad.
Still freaking amazing.
So good.
$350, but like, oh, it's a beautiful set.
It's huge.
Tons of minifigs.
Yeah.
I love it. It's such a cool set. That was one of them. And then there was something else.
Jeez, I totally forgot
about
that.
Was it only two last year? I thought there was three.
Nobody bought the A-Wing. Like, it was, I remember seeing it.
I almost bought it, and then I watched a review on it, and same kind of thing. It comes on a stand you can put it on.
Right.
Beautiful set. Don't get me wrong. It looks great. I'm not a big fan of the A-Wing one, though.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Like, I don't crave, like, I'd rather have an AT-AT. Like, I'll spend $800 on AT-AT. I won't spend $200 on a freaking
$800?
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I would do that, because I'm a weirdo like that.
I don't even have one, bro. I don't even have an AT-AT. I want one.
I don't
so
either.
Bad.
They put out the $100 one last year. It's still on sale at Target. Like, they still sell it, but like, that's gonna go away if this UCS one comes out. Like, that'll be the new one.
But what I don't like is before you say that, what I don't like is every year, obviously they do revamps of other things. If it's not a new set,
they bring back old sets and change them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like previous AT-ATs better. And then they're insanely expensive. They're like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, the old ones. Yeah.
To get not even a really old one, not like an OG
one that's currently out is actually really nice.
So that's what I always contemplate. I'm like,
the one that's currently out is actually a decent set. Yeah.
Damn.
But anyway, the A-Wing looks good. It comes on a stand. It's like a Technic stand. Super wobbly. Like, not a good display piece. Like, not something that I would like. Like, it's red, too. It doesn't go with my, like, setup. Like,
yeah. Well, kind of. Kind of does. You got the Sith Lord there. I guess,
well, it goes with my keyboard. Because it's got the red on this. Like, this is like the NES, you know, like, Darth side. You know, Darth side style, yeah. I guess. But, like... I don't know. I don't know. I almost did it, and then I was like, I took it back. That was the same day I sent you the pictures back when I was in the store last summer, and I almost bought the Mando set when it came out. And they had the A-Wing and the Mando set. I didn't buy either, and I left, and then I ended up buying Mando on, on Amazon.
Oh, that's always how it is for you. Yeah. You're like, oh, should I buy it? Oh, and then you buy it anyway. It's expensive,
you know?
I mean, saving that box, and you're saving the pieces in the set, so good. Well, always gonna save the box. But
I lost all that value.
No. But even just the box itself, if you just have the regular box, the OG box.
I'm keeping the box. I have the box for the TIE fighter and also the helmet too.
Yeah, it sells for more even if it was open, but it's got the instructions and the box.
That's true. It's like you take it apart and resell it with all the pieces and everything.
Yeah, and then regular box. Yeah,
that's a good point. I shouldn't get rid of the box. Yeah, I'll keep it.
I mean, that's why I freaking started. I kept so many of my boxes, and I don't even know what. I mean, I know those sets are worth a lot, but
you sold a lot of the boxes too for the big boys.
Yeah, I well,
wow, are they damaged?
Not all of them. Some of them I have. I don't have everything. Some of them are a little dented, but yeah. I have a lot.
But that's okay. Like they're still, if they're dented, that's okay. Like as long as you have all the pieces of the set, you can take it apart and bag it. Still, you have the instruction manual with it too.
All instruction manuals, yeah.
Wow. So, like, you could literally resell the whole thing as complete, but, you know, opened. Like, it's still a complete set, though. That's awesome. Yeah. You could literally sell it on eBay and still make money back on it. It's crazy.
Dude, this is exactly what I'm going to do. When I get into a house, we have a Lego room, right, obviously. Mm-hmm. And on the shelves, I'm going to have built-in shelves, right, okay. Or bookcases. And one side's going to be all the open boxes with sets I already have.
That's awesome.
And then right next to it.
Oh, just like the empty boxes sets on display?
Yeah, yeah. Because if I want to, I don't know, if I'm trading up or if I'm that's selling cool. on BrickLink or whatever, right? I can package them up. They're all lined up, you know, whatever from size. And then right next to it, all the sealed sets all ready to go for my inventory. And then obviously all the stuff that I have built.
That's awesome. Too.
That's the plan, dude. Have it organized really well. Have on the other wall, organized by bricks and types in all little tiny containers and cubbies. And so when I go to build, it's going to be perfect. Have a whole section for the base plates. I mean, all the YouTubers are like, gotta go to the Walmart and buy those base plates. They might be on sale.
Yeah.
And they're like so expensive.
Yeah. But like sometimes they snag them when they're on sale. Like they're like on clearance or something. They're getting rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Scouting.
Yep.
Be perfect for the YouTube channel.
That's great. But yeah, I guess so. There's obviously other rumors, like there's gonna be more Mandalorian sets come out this year too. There's more Lego Star Wars in general sets coming out, but they don't know. They don't know what yet. But that's the one they just announced. It's up for pre-order. The Bad Batch one looks pretty freaking cool. I want to watch the show a little bit and understand it, but it looks like a cool contender to grab later in the year.
Just along with that, the Tatooine set, I just need to buy because it's.
Which one?
The Mandalorian Tatooine set.
Oh, the one that's like $25 or $35.
Yeah.
Oh, you should grab that. I almost grabbed that at Target the other day.
Definitely buy it.
That has the Beskar armor, Mandalorian in it. You get Baby Yoda in there too.
Which is insane.
I don't care so much about the Tusken Raider.
Yeah.
But you still get all that plus. I don't know. It just like. It's a cool set. Like the speeder is cool.
Dude, you gotta get the Tusken Raider for the Mos Eisley set or the Cantina set.
Oh, does it come with that set or no?
I actually they might have them in there. I don't remember. There's so many minifigures I don't remember. But
no, I think they're not in that set. You're right, but that'd be cool. And make like a Mando scene. like yeah, when exactly. he goes for like to fight the guy.
Yeah, in Tatooine.
Or to fight with the guy. Yeah.
And then you could put like a little like a ship harbor there.
Yeah.
Damn. So many things, dude.
Yeah, I built in my set, I think everybody built except Grief Karga. I think.
He's the best, dude.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. I didn't build yet. Because I just built IG in my last bag. 88.
Sad, bro.
Wait, IG, man, I have Mando. I think they're RIP. Wait, maybe I'm missing. Oh, and then I have a trooper. I have a scout trooper too. So yeah, I'm only missing him because there's five people in my set that I comes with.
Yeah.
Freaking the child though, like this tiny little thing. It's got a rubber head too.
Yeah,
it's literally like this tiny little speck of a minifig. It doesn't really count as a minifig, but it's really cool. Like you can literally click it onto his hand,
and because it's like a stud underneath, right?
Yeah,
it's
like a single, he can hold it. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah, I wish it came with like one of those like little hover beds that he's always in. That'd be cool too. I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? Well, like the little
you gotta build one,
and you're like. I don't know how to do
a
it.
A fully though, enclosed carriage.
It must be possible.
What do you mean, dude? I'm sure people already have instructions online.
I'm sure there's a way to, find parts for and do it.
You've already got spare parts.
Yeah, that's true. I could figure it out.
The other thing I was thinking of was, what other Mandalorian? Oh, the Slave One. I told you that like 5,000 times, but I want to buy that so bad.
That is still available, but apparently they're doing another Slave One this year. That's the rumor to
what?
Like for the Mandalorian
for the new season?
Slave One, yeah,
yeah.
For like
maybe I'll wait season. Then,
and then you'll get like the Mando with Beskar. You'll get like the new Boba.
Yeah,
you'll probably get the child in there.
Yeah,
like that's like I don't know what it would cost and like how big it will be. Like it might not be as nice of a Slave One, but it will still be the newest Slave One.
Yeah,
but if you want like the nice one. I would snag it before it goes away. It's not going to retire yet, but that's the 20th anniversary, isn't it? Or something like that? 20
I think so. Yeah, or 35 or something.
Or 35 or something? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. It's going to bother me.
The Slave One's only, what, $100 or $100?
No, I think it's $120, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. Dang. I remember I was looking at this on Amazon last
time. Let me find it. Here it is. Slave One. It already retired. Yeah, it was 20th anniversary edition.
So you retired.
It already says retired product, but I'm sure you can still find it like at Target and stuff. Like as long as it's on shelves. Yeah, 20 years. I thought it was 20 years. 20 years of Lego Star Wars. 1999 through 2019. Yeah, it's already retired.
Dude, it's $248.
Well, you could, like I said, if you go check it out at like a store, you could still find it. Oof, the UCS one on here. Dang.
I like the 2010 version. If you just search Slave One, the 2010 version is so nice.
Is that the UCS one? 2,000 pieces?
No.
That one? Oh.
UCS one is also insane.
Yeah, I thought that's the one you're talking about. But the one that you wanted that was out is now retired already. I mean, it's been out for a while. It's 2019. It was on the shelves for 2 years.
How are people selling 2010 sealed from the Lego store? There's no way. How is that possible? This set is so old.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a lot of good stuff on here. Wow. Yeah, I see that the AT-AT is 160, the new one. AT-AT.
Yeah, that set. If you're looking for an AT-AT, that's legit.
Damn. Oh, I see the anniversary one.
I always see that one at Target. It's so cool.
Oh, I know. I've wanted for one for so long, dude.
But they had every set. Like, when I just went to my Target recently, they had everything back in stock. Like, all the ones you were looking for recently. The X-Wing was there, the new one. They had a TIE fighter that I have back in. They had the new helmets. You saw they put out new helmets?
Yeah, you do talk about that.
Darth Vader, Scout Trooper, and, oh, the droid, probe droid from... New Hope, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or Empire Strikes Back. Which one's Battle of Hoth?
Is that the second movie?
Is that the Empire Strikes Back? Can't remember.
I think. Dang.
Yeah.
Mos Eisley Cantina, bro. This is crazy. It's like, this is like thousands of dollars.
It up. Dude, I want to get that with you so bad. But what we should do is, if they drop an Ultimate Collector Series at, we're getting it. Like, we're splitting it, $400 each, and we're building this 10,000-piece behemoth together.
Bro.
What, this thing's going to be a giant, but we're going to put it on a freaking shelf. Like, it's like the coolest looking Lego. It's
going
to
be like
a monster. It's going to be a monstrous set, but it's going to be so cool looking.
Dude, imagine that's your new coffee table. It's just a built display case with the Legos in it.
With glass. No, just the built display case of just the AT-AT in like a plastic or glass, and then you just put it on your coffee table.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that'd like be sick. A standing monument on your floor. That'd be so cool.
Dude, I'm looking at the most Odyssey set right now. It's only $450 on Amazon.
It should be
Master Builder set.
It says temporary out of stock, but it's still they're still stocking on Lego Store. It's not out of stock. Just came out like last fall.
So I want that one so bad. Yeah,
if you're gonna, I mean, that one's gonna go away within a year. Like it'll be gone in a year, but it's
we gotta buy both, bro.
That's legit. That's super cool.
Jesus, it's so big.
Yeah, it's huge. I love how it, like, you get all those minifigs in there too.
Yeah. Master Builder.
Yep.
3,187 pieces.
Master Builder series.
Oh, I also want this Kylo Ren ship. Damn, there's so many. I don't have room for this. Damn.
I know. It gets to a point where you have to pick and choose what do you really want and what do you want in your setup. Because there's just too many. Right. That's why
people be buying these.
I went to the dark side, pretty much.
I wouldn't say
Mando's necessarily the best guy, you know? He's like in between. He obviously isn't that great of a guy. He has freaking credentials to get into the dark side stuff.
Dude, yeah, exactly. I mean, his ship is Imperial.
He goes in the Imperial computer like nothing. I was like, what the freak? I was like, we just don't understand that history.
Dude, that I should watch that again because that was so good.
I'll watch from the beginning.
I don't think
there's going to be a new season in the fall. It's going to be a break this year because they're going to do the Han Solo, or not Han Solo, but they'll do the Boba series in December.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably going to be a break for Mando in November. I don't know. Stocks. I guess we'll see.
I hope not, dude. Dang.
I have a feeling there's going to be a break.
Yeah, I remember that scene when, like, he's after they survived the lava. That was the explosions. It's the active material, the active chemical, whatever it is, in the big roly-poly machine. And then, the Raiders. Yeah, dude, I gotta watch that.
That was one of the best episodes when him and the other guy go into that and try to get on the computer, and they keep getting questioned.
Yeah, by the superior guy.
It's so good. That's one of the best episodes. I was like on the edge of my seat. I was like, what is happening?
I know. I was like, is he going to shoot him? Like,
this guy's like a turd who he's with. Like,
yeah. It was because you get to see his face, though, for like longer than
you get to see his face season, for a while, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, shit. Definitely stuff we got to look at. I mean, a lot of the Lego stuff we talk about all the time, and we just gotta start buying. Dude, I'm telling you, we just gotta start buying sets, housing them.
It's not a bad idea. You're not gonna lose money on them, I'll tell you that much. Legos are always a good investment.
Stable, bro.
Since we were kids, I've always been a good investment. You can never go wrong.
It's true.
Even use Legos. Dude, I saw some people, I don't know if they sell, I guess I should check, but people on eBay were literally selling the set I just got completely built. Like sending the whole thing built in the mail, $100. Like, I was like, people buy it like that? I mean, I guess, like, if like their kid built it, or like they built it and like, I don't really need this, or like it's not what I thought it would be, or I don't have room for it. They're just trying to sell the set for like $30 less than what they paid.
Still pretty new. Like, built. I mean, it's built.
Like ready to go. Like, I'm like, what?
Not damaged or anything. Like,
not damaged. Like, messed up. It was just built, and like it's complete, and they're just like, we'll send you the box and the whole set together. I'm like, okay.
It's a pretty good deal, man. I don't know.
Interesting, but yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea because like you could take it apart and rebuild it, but or add it to a collection.
I mean, buying Legos used isn't a terrible idea. It's pretty.
No, it's not.
I bought some a long time ago on eBay, really long time ago, like droids, like really old vintage sets. Some of the first like sets they made. Yeah. And they're, I mean, those sets are worth so much money now.
You were just obsessed for a while with the clone army and stuff like that and having all the
dude,
clones.
Still at. Never left.
And you have a lot of that already, but like when they put up the 501st Battle Pack, I'm kind of shocked you weren't like all over that because they still are producing them, but like people are collecting them like crazy to try to resell like when they retire that.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen that.
They're $25. Like it comes with like quite a bit of characters and like you get the speeder and all that in there or the walker. But I don't know. I just feel like that's something you love. I'm not a big clone person, but like I feel like it's something you love, the 501st.
I like the blue scheme and everything.
People were asking that for years, and they finally produced it, you know?
But I don't like – I hate the set. Like, I would not build the rest of
the set.
The set's
nothing special. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody just does the minifigs. Yeah,
everyone wants the minifigs, yeah.
Some of the helmets are a little bit weird. I think they're kind of strange, but I like the colors at least. So that's why I was like, oh, it's not really that cool, but – I don't know. I'll probably pick it up. I mean, there's so many things that are discontinuing that I guess we just buy, but.
Right.
I don't know. Damn, bro. You getting that nice H2O down there?
Yeah, thirsty.
Wow, dude. Well, we could talk about crypto for like 5 minutes. I don't know how long. When do we start this? 5:40? 6 o'clock?
Let's see.
5:50?
How do I tell? I don't know how to tell.
I don't know if it'll show you there.
But yeah, we can talk it or we can do it on our next episode or whatever.
Yeah, we could probably do next episode for that. I mean, all I got to say is everybody who's listening, watch SNL.
On Saturday with Elon.
Special guest. Yeah, he's hosting.
I'm watching it for sure. Aaron and I have a Hulu, so we get to watch it on there.
No matter what price Dogecoin is at, just know
it's gonna go.
You gotta buy it. You gotta buy it.
He's gonna. All right, we should make a bet right now. Bets that he, or like odds that he says Dogecoin on SNL.
He already said in a tweet that he was gonna do something about Dogecoin
on SNL.
So yeah, yes.
Oh, he did. Like, he tweeted. All right, so let's do odds then. Let's like or something.
Wait.
or
so
make
before,
a bet. We should make
that.
A bet,
dude. So literally, when he tweeted that, it already flooded the entire Doge market. Remember, it was at steady for like 40 some cents, right? I woke up 2 days ago, whatever. I didn't even text you. I woke up, it was at 60 cents. I was like,
I know. That was crazy.
His tweet and all like the rest of the stuff he's been talking about already influenced, like pre-influenced him being on SNL. So it didn't even, like the price is already factored in, right? Because the information is already out. So the price was already changing based on that information. And then he hasn't even started yet. So people are thinking, oh, is it going to go up? And then people are going to sell at the top, the highest point, 80 cents, something crazy. I just watched this video today. This guy's like, it's going to hit 80 cents, guys, on Saturday or on Friday. It's going to start. And then on Saturday, it's going to hit. And then it's going to go down to 40. That's going to be the new, that's going to be the new floor. So everyone's like, buy, buy, buy. This guy, he evaluates all the people, the big whales, or the white whales are called, right? Okay. All the big holders of Doge. You can look it up online and see if they've sold or not, or if they're still holding. Everybody's holding.
That's public information?
Public information, yeah.
How?
Like, it's after a certain percentage, if you hold so much of the coin, you have to publicly show it. Like, just saying with stocks, right? Like, billionaires, really? Millionaires, you have to show publicly what you're trading.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think maybe specifically with stocks if you own a company, but I think you also, like, you can see what the most, I guess the highest, the wealthiest people are trading. There's a website I'll send it to you. It shows you, it has a list. Like, Bill Gates traded all this stuff. This is what he owns. This is all the things. It's probably once you have a certain value or valuation net worth or something. I don't know what the rule is, but so anyway, That's what they're expecting or predicting. It's like, it's going to hit 80 cents. So that's my, I agree with that. That's going to be my guess or my bet.
I think he's going to say something. I just like,
and then it's going to dip to 40 and then we're going to buy again at 40 and then we're going away for the train to go back up. Baby.
Like, he's going to blow it. Like he's just like blowing it up. You know what I mean? Like, he just says whatever he wants to say.
Yeah. And guess what? He made so much money. He bought like, I don't know, a couple million or whatever.
And he's not, he has so much money that it's like play money to him.
Yeah, like, exactly. And then he tweets it and then he makes money for like just saying,
because
something.
He's not touching it. He just let it sit there because he's fun to him. Like, it's an investment.
And then he sells and then buys more. And
dude, it's insane. He doesn't sell. He just lets it sit.
Well, like, for example, he sold, there was an article that came out that said that he sold his Bitcoin, that, you know, the company invested, Tesla bought Bitcoin. Reinvest
in a Doge with that Bitcoin money. Right?
Well, no, he bought Bitcoin to have, to see, you know, it's going to go up.
I knew he had Bitcoin, gonna sell
it.
Yeah.
And he just sold it. He said he just sold it, like, I don't know, whatever, a little bit ago, and made some jillion million dollars or whatever.
Jillion million.
So it's literally public. I was watching this video. This guy said, he's like, yep, he finally sold 20% of his Bitcoin, made all this money because he has so much money in his company and credit to buy, right? He doesn't necessarily have so much money, right? His net value is, or his net worth is really high because of Tesla and SpaceX.
He has a lot of liquid cash that we don't know about. Dude, he has Tesla and SpaceX. Like, he's a billionaire. Like,
he is. Loaded. But, like, think about, his money is probably all in
tied up in assets.
Yeah, it's probably not a lot of liquid cash.
I mean, there's like I said, there's probably more liquid cash we don't know about, but I see what you mean. Like, maybe. He has a lot of money invested into things. Yes.
Right. Just how Tesla doesn't make really that much money each year. You know, it took how long for them to even start making a profit?
In the beginning, yes. I think now things are starting to roll. Like,
but
now.
It's not a lot of money. You can look it up. It's not like the billion-dollar company that are valued at.
I guess
they
you're
don't
right,
make...
but you know what he does get money from? Stockholders.
Well, of course, yeah.
Think about that. He has a
but
lot
like
of stockholders.
But, like, the company itself, like, it selling cars,
that's a good point.
It's not big.
That is a good point. He's not selling cars, like, in a Ford level or, you know, any other car manufacturer level, to be honest. He's not.
Right. And that's why he's setting up his manufacturers.
But that's the future. Like, that's what he hopes to, you know, be at the level of any other car manufacturer.
No, the shareholders, you're right. Yeah.
But you're right, though.
The stock is.
Yes, that's where he's getting his money. He's getting a lot of it from shareholders. And the valuation of the company's up, you know, it's in the past year, it's been up.
It's overvalued. The whole company is completely overvalued.
You think it's overvalued?
Oh yeah. I've read about that too. People are like, how is this stock? Cause it's split.
It is pretty high. It is pretty high. Yeah.
And it's almost at $1,000, and people are predicting by the end of 2022, it's going to be $3,000.
I don't know about that.
Like, it's gonna be $3,000. We gotta buy it.
I see that happening if you get this rumor of what you sent to me, the Model 2 releases, and then
oh my god,
if that happens, yes, I could see it hitting
it already is
Apple
happening.
Or Amazon stock price and becoming a split eventually. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, think about Amazon.
It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible, but it just depends on what his priorities seem to really be heavily into SpaceX right now. I don't know why.
Well, probably because they've been like pushing for more space.
I think
because they're
opening
NASA.
The stuff in Texas,
like the launch sites and stuff like that.
The launch sites, and as the cars being opened in Texas too, the car plant.
There's a gigafactory in Texas.
He seems to be talking a lot about Texas lately. I think that he.
Oh well, he moved there now. Yeah, he's there.
Oh, he moved there.
The headquarters is there now. It's no longer. California. Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Okay, that's why. I thought he was doing a lot of SpaceX work lately. He just
I think they have a plant like for building, like
I think
Falcons
they do too,
and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I have to look it up, but it's crazy.
I'm just curious to see what he does this year, if anything, like
cause big car stuff, dude. Easy. The Roadster is gonna come out.
The
semis
the
are gonna be released.
Come out this year.
So the Roadster, right?
That's the
fastest.
Truck, right?
No. The Roadster is the convertible. It's
the
two-seater.
The sports car.
The sports car, yeah.
Yeah.
That's faster than literally anything
it's
ever.
It's
like,
yes. Yeah, yeah. The insane
like
car, yeah.
Insane, yeah.
Yeah.
And the semi will be, I'm sure, it will be at the point where pre-orders are getting
it's
filled.
It's like ready to go.
And you see them on the road, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Model 2 will be released this year, no matter what.
I think this year or next year?
I'm betting it. It will absolutely be.
Maybe at least we'll announce it. I don't know if it'll be released this year, but maybe they'll have a conference. Like, you know how that conference
like
last year?
Yeah.
I think he'll have another, like, one of those, like, online virtual things where he'll announce it.
Because it's already, like, the whole strategy is already in the works. It's already passed. It's like, it's in production, essentially, testing production for China. So the moment he says, you know what, guys? One more thing, you know, Tim Cook's like, one more thing, or Steve Jobs.
He's
one more thing. He's going to be like, guys, Model 2 is coming to the US. You can order it next year. You know, your pre-orders start the end of this year, next year.
That's a good point.
Everyone's going to lose their shit, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to get that cheap car with the tax exemptions.
Right.
With tax credits. Dang. But we'll see. But that's my guess. That's my bet is everybody buy that Doge now. It's even though it's high, gonna buy it now. It was almost at 70 cents. There's almost 69 cents is the ceiling now. That's the highest it's got ever.
I thought it hit 71 for a second, but I hit an all-time high.
Yeah, that's all-time high.
Yeah.
But
I know it hit an all-time high.
If the ceiling, or sorry, if the floor is going to be high 50s and low 60s, which is what it's been at,
right?
That's insane. I mean, people are going to be buying in.
Yep.
But I'm saying this now just because when we record the podcast next week, you're going to be like, I'm guarantee you, you're going to say, dang, I should have put some money in that Doge. That's really going to be you.
Buy now while it's low because he's going to blow it up on Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'll throw something
at it. How about that? Make you happy? So we're both agreeing. I'll say something.
You could put $15 in it.
Not $10. I mean, I can.
Yeah.
It's something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I buy a 20 coin worth.
Yeah. 20 shares, baby.
That's right.
Dang, dude. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll have to do more crypto talk next episode. We do crypto talk. And what's another thing we should talk about that we said we were going to mention?
Maybe
some more video game stuff. Yeah.
We didn't talk Apex like we were going to.
We talked Legos instead, of course.
We talked all Legos because we got on tangent. We got distracted. That's fine.
Yeah. We'll talk Apex new season once we have some more experience doing arenas.
I haven't played it yet, so I haven't even downloaded it on the PS5 yet.
Dude, you better start that download now.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
It's gonna take a couple hours.
Yeah, I gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, bro. I'm gonna go eat some food.
All right, brother. Enjoy your dinner.
All right. Okay.
Send me some pictures like your friend.
No, stop. Dude, dinky winky out. All right. Winker out.
All right, brother. Peace out.
That's it. Okay. Peace, dude.
Peace, bro.
See ya.